optimism. And one small kick in the butt. Everything that happens to you is your doing. The most that we can do for you is shine a spotlight on what you put in your drink, so to speak.
Well, that wasn't my question.
Unfortunately, your time is up.
So, for me, this workshop, a way I can illustrate it quickly is to say it's like as if I was a character in a Harry Potter movie, like the apprentice magician, and I've been given this magic wand, and you know, I've been told, you know, if you do this, you can create an owl out of nothing. And I'm thinking, I was previously to this cruise, thinking, well, you know, that's nice, but I haven't seen it. However, it feels good, and I'm enjoying this, and so the ride is worth it anyway. Well, so meanwhile, out of nothing, I have created the relationship of my dreams being here. I mean, it's... I've met the woman that I've been seeing when I close my eyes for the last 25 years or something.
Which it explains why you were lighting up the room when we looked over there.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I pretty much can't not be picked today because there's... You know,
because there are so many people here and you've already taken up way more than your fair share.
It's not at all fair, yeah.
But when you have a magic wand, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. There's something a little out of sync with that, because it feels like magic in the beginning, because things that you've been holding off then begin to come. But in time, you come to realize it's not magic, it's normal. And there will come a time when calling it magic will feel off.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly my where I'm going is... So that's what I've been saying many times on this cruise is that as astonishing as this change is for me, where I want to go with it is that it would be so normal as my ability to walk to the edge of the stage and find my seat again. So as part of as
But there is something, and we've already sort of been tromping around on this subject already, haven't we? There's something delicious about wanting something that's out of reach and then bringing it into reach.
Oh,
and
God.
It's the bringing it into reach that is the most exhilarating part.
Yeah.
It really is. The closing of the gap is the most delicious part of life experience. It's why you said, I am a creator. I'm not an observer. I'm not a regurgitator. I'm a creator. And nothing, you see, there is plenty of creating by default that goes on, where you're born into an environment and you observe what's going on around you. And because you observe it, you adjust to the vibrational patterns of it. And then the vibrational patterns net you a life that equals those vibrational patterns. So children born in poverty keep creating it or recreating it. And people born into abundance often keep recreating it. And people born into one philosophy often keep recreating it. But there is something so much that's creating by default. Observing, offering a vibration, not consciously knowing that I'm offering a vibration, law of attraction responding to my unconsciously offered or not awareness offered vibration. And so I don't really get what's going on. That's why people begin to talk about karma, must have been past lives. They talk about chance. They talk about luck. They talk about all kinds of screwy things. But to deliberately recognize that your desire has shot out of you and you can tell by the way you feel you're not up to speed with it, and then to deliberately bring yourself into vibrational alignment by improving the way you feel, by reaching for thoughts of relief while you think about that subject until you've shown yourself that you have come into vibrational alignment with it, and then to watch the inevitable manifestational evidence of your alignment, that's what the exhilaration of creation is all about. That's deliberate creation, not creation by default. You see. And that's what, not one of you, can you imagine being a sculptor, taking a big glob of clay, splatting it down on the table, and then saying, oh, that didn't turn out right. You wouldn't expect that. You want to get your hands in it. You want to mold it to the image that's in your mind. That's what's exhilarating. And once it's finished, you don't just stand it over there and say,